Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Put Zombie up. Ben and Skin Show, Mighty Eagle. We have a now trending in Ben at 4 and a Skins Wade pool at 3. And we're going to explore prison life at 4:30 at Christina's request. Shout out to our friends at Live to Give, livetogive.com. Go check it out right now. Bottled Water Company is how they started. John Wayne Walding Green Bray started it. And half of the net profits go to charities that benefit veterans and first responders. Then they expanded to Delicious Coffee. They have a coffee subscription. They got badass gear that we like to wear around town. We do a lot of partnering. Rollertown Beer Works does with Live to Give. We carry Live to Give water at our brewery. But we think it's an awesome company, and we think anytime you think bottled water, we want you to get their bottled water, because you know that just by buying it, you're hydrating yourself and your money goes to the right place. So it's pretty awesome. Check it out, livetogive.com. But right now it's time for this.
Ha ha ha, Ben and Skin listeners, here comes KT Fun Tweets with the round, the sports.
Around the sports, KT Fun Tweets has all the sports, yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm playing golf today in Arkansas, so I'm going to hand it over to the team back home.
Don't fall off a tee box, please.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, these aren't elevated.
Okay, good.
So if I fall, it'll be a flat fall.
Okay.
Are you guys going to watch sports and such?
Yeah, it's Saturday, right?
Well, I'm watching high school football on CW33.
Oh, and me too.
So if the first tease into the show is compelling, I'll stick around and stay and watch.
Oh, we don't do teases.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. So last night was a complete disaster for the Mavs.
Disaster?
They were going to do their equivalent of a dress rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And so Luka and KP and the starters were going to play well into the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, they got up by 70.
It was insane.
And most of it was Porzingis at the beginning. Porzingis ended up having 17 points in 22 minutes. Luka only played 26 minutes. Because it's just, there's no sense in having him out there farting around when you're up 70. 70.
Is there, as you watch that, is there stuff to take away from that to encourage you, like for the upcoming season, or is that just trash by the other team?
It's a wash.
Okay.
Now, there's going to be a couple games a year. Like, I don't know if you guys remember last year, in the second game of the year, I think it was, the Mavericks got up 50 on the Clippers. I think it was 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was an absolute rout. Maybe it was game 3. I think they lost 2 games and then got up 50 on the Clippers on a Sunday, and that meant nothing. Like, they swapped the last 2 games, and then they played them in the playoffs, and they lost in 7.
Yeah.
So, weird things happen. Charlotte was minus, I think, 3 of their starters.
That was my next question. Like, were they even trying?
They were trying. A lot of dudes were off and they didn't have their normal firepower.
Okay.
And then because it was preseason and it didn't matter, they all just lost the will to care. It's like senior year. It was like those guys knew they were going to UT by October
exactly.
before they took the SAT.
Uh-huh.
So they quit going to school. That's a lost effort. They will play tomorrow night at Milwaukee. That'll be their final preseason game. And we'll see if they treat it like a dress rehearsal.
Okay.
We'll see what they do. They may be inclined to re-rack and roll it all out against Milwaukee just because. But maybe not.
I'm excited, dude.
I'm too.
Can't wait. I'm going to try to go to as many games as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be there. I feel like with Luka, We're watching one of the most sacred, special unicorns in all of sports. And, like, we got to enjoy it because they just don't come around very often. You don't get a top 3 player in the world on your team very often.
Spending 2.5 hours with Luka a couple nights a week is pretty incredible.
And he might be the best athlete in the world. It's not stupid to have that discussion.
No.
He may be the most entertaining, gifted, phenomenal player on any team in the world of sport at this exact moment?
I am not well-versed enough in soccer to really talk about that aspect
right,
of
but
it.
But
it's not crazy to say.
No.
Like, okay, let's have a conversation.
Yeah. What I was going to say was he's in the, like, if I were to go, okay, let's talk about it. All right, let's throw Pat Mahomes out there, right? Let's throw
Mike Trout.
Yeah, Mike Trout. Let's throw Messi out there. Let's start throwing these guys out there. You don't name a lot of guys before you get to Luka. And then when you name Luka, everyone's like, yeah. He's in the conversation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my whole thing on that is, hey, man, when you're splitting hairs on greatness, who cares?
And again, I want to say this. There's nobody I would have rather had in that draft, and they didn't have the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
So for as much crap as I always give teams about wanting them to tank, sometimes it just works. It just works out.
They had the number five pick,
yeah,
and were lucky enough that the team with the number three pick thought, well, we don't really need Luka. We're going in a different direction with our style.
They turned the number five pick into Luka.
Yeah.
A generational player.
Yep. And whatever you read out there, there's going to be a lot of revisionist history. That was Donnie Nelson's goal from the time Luka was 13 was for him to be a Maverick.
Right.
Don't ever let anybody tell you the story differently. It's not true. It is fact that we know for triple fact. Before Luka had even declared for the draft, Donnie Nelson wanted nothing more than for Luka to be a Maverick. Don't ever forget that. All right. Let's briefly hit the Kyrie Irving situation. Kyrie Irving announced, I didn't watch it. I mean, I read an article. He was on IG Live, I think.
I don't know how long it was. I saw like a 2-minute clip of it.
Oh, you did see some of it?
Yeah.
You know, and he's basically not going to be a Net. He's still a he's still a Brooklyn Net, but he's not going to be with the team until he gets vaccinated, and he's pretty much dug in that he's not going to get vaccinated, and he's turned it into, I'm doing this to give a voice to the people that want to have freedom and don't have a voice. That's kind of like how he's playing it. I'm generalizing it, but he's not even making it an anti-vaccine thing. He's making it an anti-mandate thing. And so it should be understood as we have all these discussions, no one is pinning him down and shoving a needle in his arm, and that's not happening to anyone in the world. Well, anyone in the United States, but there are private entities that are saying, we don't want to have people working for us that aren't vaccinated, which if you believe in rights and freedom, these companies should have the freedom to have that as a policy, and the people that work for them have the freedom to get the vaccine and work for them or not get the vaccine and go work somewhere else.
And either way, there's consequences to every decision.
Right.
There's consequences for the company.
Right.
Some people will say, thank you, I can feel safe working here.
Yeah.
And some people will say, I'm boycotting your company.
Yes.
Either way, the company has the right to make that decision.
Right.
And face the results and consequences of that decision.
Absolutely.
And every employee has the freedom then to make their decision as well.
If
they're not guaranteed to work there.
Yes. I really like, for news, I like the way Axios does stuff. It's a program on HBO. And they interviewed Ben and Jerry. And Ben and Jerry have very political-minded initiatives with their company. For example, these are two men that are Jewish in faith that are not serving their ice cream in Israel because of the Palestine situation. It's Palestine in Texas, Palestine over there. So they know that by taking that stance, there's going to be backlash, and they feel good about the stances that they take. And Axios was like, well, if you believe this, why would you allow your ice cream to be served here? And they're like, that's a great question. And we could do that and not serve our ice cream anywhere in the world, because no matter where you are in the world, there's a chance you disagree with some policy one way or the other. But decisions have to be made. And in our country, it's usually majority rule. They're in charge and they make these policies. And then oftentimes when the shift happens and other people in charge, they change those policies, et cetera, et cetera. But currently in the NBA, they have their policies, but they're also working with the cities. And in the case of New York and San Francisco, those city policies mean that if you're going to be working in these environments where they're large arenas, you have to be vaccinated to work. And so the NBA is going along with that. They're not fighting that. Kyrie is standing up saying, it's not about whether I do or don't believe in the vaccine. I just don't want anyone to tell me what to do. And so, you know, it's the same thing as like if he said, you know what? I don't want to wear this uniform. I'm going to wear golf clothes on the court tonight. Well, no, we actually have rules in place. And if you refuse to follow the rules of the uniform, then you can not be in this league.
And you have that freedom.
He has that freedom to do that.
You have that freedom to either accept the job and take the money based on the rules that they have.
Right.
Or go do something else.
Absolutely. He can go. I wonder if he can go play in the G League. That's interesting.
They probably have the exact same. Aren't they officially affiliated now?
Yeah, they are, but, you know, I think there's a chance the Texas Legends don't play in the city of San Francisco or New York, so I'm joking, but. So anyways, that's the update on the Kyrie Irving story. Kyrie Irving story, mm-hmm. I should say. It's very difficult to say.
Irving.
We've talked a lot about the John Gruden situation, and so I'm not going to get too much into that. The team is weighing in now, like Derek Carr and all these people. Derek Carr called for the, he's the quarterback of the Raiders, called for the NFL to make every email public and is saying, hey, I bet there's a lot of stuff that people don't want out there. So now we're at that point. And it does underscore the Gruden thing, while he was very wrong, I think we all agree on
yes.
this, that we probably don't agree with his ideologies.
No.
And he shouldn't be in a position of power over homosexuals and women and people of color. He hasn't really represented him and accounted for himself too well in that regard with these emails. The other part of this is like, dude, there's a lot of bad emails the NFL didn't leak. So what are they up to?
Yeah.
And why did they specifically take down Gruden? And I was thinking a lot about Jerry Jones and his axe to grind with Roger Goodell. I was thinking about that because I believe that Roger Goodell specifically torched John Gruden. He knew what was said about him in those emails, and he said, I'll show you. And he took him out. And he's gone. Mm-hmm. John Gruden will never work in a football capacity again. Maybe a college team. I mean, hell, somebody hired Art Briles. Maybe John Gruden wants to go coach in college, but it's unlikely he'll ever be representing the NFL in any way ever again. All right, let's move on to a situation I was in this morning.
Okay.
Ben, describe to Christina, if she doesn't already know, the term honey dee.
Honey dee?
Okay, so a honey dee, getting honey deed, Richard, think of Richard.
Okay.
And the abbreviated name honey deed.
Okay.
So an example of that is if somebody wants to manipulate you, they will tempt you. Okay, there's different ways. Okay,
look her in the eye.
Teasing or?
So like in the interview, didn't they say that she honey-deed him?
That's the movie where I first heard it. I haven't seen the movie, I've heard you talk about it. Someone honey-deed someone.
Okay. So this lady, I'll just go back to the interview, this movie, where they wanted this guy who has a talk show, who suddenly has a chance to go interview the emperor of North Korea, right? Mm-hmm. And the leader of North Korea. And while he's there, the FBI wants him to assassinate the leader of North Korea. And so they're like, we're going to give you this thing that you're going to put in your hand. And when you shake his hand, it's going to poison him to death and he's going to die. And they're not getting anywhere convincing him until they have this woman show up who's showing a lot of chest meat.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a lot of naughty librarian glasses, and she's really gorgeous, and she's kind of flirting with him. So he decides, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
She honey-deed him.
Okay.
Okay, now, in our world, there's an example of that. Like, so Dean Blandino is he was the vice president of officiating in the NFL or whatever. He was, like, the top guy. And so when Dez caught that ball.
Yes, he did.
Dez caught that ball.
He caught it.
Against the Packers. And it was reviewed and called a drop. It was Dean Blandino by himself who made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
He made that decision. He said, no, that is not a catch. And so he crushed our hopes and dreams. He basically killed Tony Romo. It was a horrendous thing. And so he was in our sights, our crosshairs, as the worst human on the earth. And then we met him, And he honeydeed us.
He's a super nice guy.
Super nice, yep. Charming guy. So no matter how much we want to hate Dean Blandino, we are unable to do so because he honeydeed us.
Yep.
And it would go for the same thing. If we ever get a chance to meet listeners who hate that we're on the Eagle, if they meet us, we're going to honeydeed
them. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're going to love us. And then they're going, dang it, I wanted to hate those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what honeydeeing is.
Okay.
Yes. So I've probably of the... whatever number of basketball tweets I've seen from Ben, I would say 15% of what I see glorifies Luka, 15% of what I see glorifies Dirk, and 70% of what I see blames the officials for something.
Absolutely.
Do I have those numbers pretty good?
I mean, it's probably... yeah, I mean, it's pretty close. It's probably 25 for Luka, 20... well, it's probably... 15 for Luka, 35 for Dirk, and 50 that the officials in the NBA are corrupt and they suck.
I would say if Ben says those are the numbers, I'm not going to disagree with him. I'd say there's a good percentage of tweets I haven't seen. So anyways, this morning, they always want to get, they have these league-wide calls where
where
broadcasters can jump on.
No!
Yes.
You didn't interact with Bennett Salvatore today, did you?
I interacted with Monty McCutcheon. He's the head. He used to be an official. Now he's the head of the officials.
Okay.
And he is the most likable guy I've ever met. And I have never, I left that going, you know what? I don't think a referee has ever made a mistake.
No!
Ever.
No!
And I was sitting there listening to him, and I was going, you know what? Monty McCutcheon's right. All officials have good intentions.
No.
They're doing the right thing. They know what they're doing. This all makes sense. And I will do anything Monty McCutcheon needs me to do.
So after that call, you're sitting there quivering, satisfied, and he's just twisting his mustache laughing on.
Going, man, I just honeydeed those guys. You know, someone who will never honeydee us because we're always on board with them is all the good people at Pluckers. And it's a Thursday, and on Thursdays we often hear from Pluckers Dave. But today we are hearing from our good friend. You've heard her on our airwaves before. She's a very noted Ravens fan. It is Pluckers Kristen. How are we doing today, Kristen?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going awesome. And you know the drill. This is our Pluckers pick three. And so we go down the list. You're going to pick your game of the week. You're going to pick your pop culture pick of the week. And you're going to pick your Pluckers menu item of the week. But let's start sports. Most of the times we hang out with you, we're usually talking football with you to begin with. So why don't you let us know, what is your Pluckers game of the week?
All right. Well, I don't know if the Pluckers game of the week, but it's my game of the week. You already mentioned that I'm a huge Ravens fan, and it's a big game this weekend. We're playing the Chargers. So it's basically a draw. I mean, they're giving them 3 points. It's a home game for us. So they're saying it's even, and I think it's going to be a great game. I mean, with Lamar, we have no idea what's going to happen.
God, he's so good.
The games have been ridiculous. So
he's so good. I saw that he's like among the league leaders in passing and rushing. Like
he's phenomenal.
He's just a freak. He's so
it's
good.
It's exciting to watch.
Yeah, for sure. That's can't miss right there. Okay, so. Mm-hmm. We usually ask for a sports pick, a pop culture pick, and then a Pluckers menu item. So give us your pop culture pick of the week. It could be any TV show, movie, music, anything from pop culture. What's your pop culture pick?
Okay, I'm going podcast, so a little bit outside of the realm here a little bit.
Like this.
And I'm going to say, have you listened to the latest season of Dr. Death?
Ben was going to bring up Dr. Death later. Ben, you should take this.
You're
yes.
kidding.
Yes, I've listened to this. I freaking love this podcast. Have you finished the whole thing?
Yeah.
And it's shocking that this took place in Dallas. And, so last night I binge-watched the TV show on... Oh, I think we lost her. So last night
You ran her off.
I binge-watched the TV show on the Peacock app.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost watched the whole season. It's so freaking good. And, of course, after listening to the podcast, I now feel like I know every single thing about it. It's kind of like reading a book.
Yeah.
And so I heard the podcast before I saw the TV show, so now I can compare the pros and the cons. But absolutely, Kristen, I think that's one of the greatest podcasts I've ever listened to, and I highly recommend the TV show that they made, and it's available on Peacock.
Yes, it's so good.
Okay, Kristen, let's go with menu item of the week because, as you know, I got a Pluckers like three blocks from where I live. And so me and wifey have almost settled into this routine where whatever you or Dave hip us to on Thursday, I go eat on Saturday. So what are we looking at for this weekend?
All right, this weekend you're going to get dessert then because my menu item of the week is actually our fried Oreos.
Yes!
Yum.
Yes. I was at the fair, you know, I went to the Texas OU game last weekend. I was at the fair, and one of my friends was like, I have to get the fried Oreos because she said she can't get it anywhere else. I was like, what are you talking about? We have them at Pluckers. So it made me realize we need to tell the world that you can get fried Oreos at Pluckers, and they're fantastic.
That's a hell of a reminder, and we will do that more often. Spread the good word, because the desserts, that's actually, you know, what got my kids wanting to go to Pluckers all the time is your dessert menu. So that's a great reminder. Okay, Kristen, we appreciate it. Hopefully your Ravens will beat the Chargers. We will all focus in on Dr. Death, and then let's pump up the fried Oreos. Thank you, Kristen. We'll talk to you later.
Great. Okay, bye, guys.